Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, March 11th, and actor Johnny Knoxville is 50 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb County COVID-19 cases are declining, but the CDC reports a slow vaccination pace in Georgia. Firemen, police, and other public safety employees were given raises. The Green Room of Mableton opens with an eclectic mix of food, drink, and entertainment. The East Cobb Flying Biscuit is set to open March 15th. The Marietta City Council agrees to pay $55,000 for a study on city employee salaries. And the vaccine hotline has been approved. Plus, Cobb County is celebrating Craft Beverage Month. We'll talk to the owners of Ironmonger Brewing to find out how they're celebrating.
On the board that day, 20 different beers and seltzers, axe throwing going on, food truck, and of course the tap room will be open in the inside and outside.
Right, and we're going to also release a one-time-only green beer.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
The 7-day moving average for COVID-19 cases in Cobb County fell below 100 cases per day as of Monday and fell even further on Tuesday. After a spike in cases in January, the spread of the virus is relatively low right now, as the average has not been below 100 cases per day since November 11th. The vaccine effort has grown in scale but continues to lag relative to other states. According to CDC data, Georgia is dead last among states in administering vaccines. Georgia has administered 22,529 doses per 100,000 people. CDC data also indicates that only 65% of the doses delivered to Georgia have been used. When Cobb's governing board approved a new pay scale for public safety employees in January 2020, it came with an understanding. Raises would come every year, barring a recession or other unforeseen circumstances. So far, the board has made good on that promise. Cobb commissioners unanimously approved a raise that will affect nearly 1,500 employees in the county's fire and police departments, as well as the sheriff's, solicitors, and district attorney's offices. The total cost of that raise, which this year is about $2.1 million, was built into the budget of the current fiscal year. The Green Room of Mableton is a massive 4,800-square-foot space in a nondescript strip mall. It's a part pizza joint, part concert venue, part cafe, part art gallery, and part bar. The Green Room is technically classified as a restaurant, and its owners, Ben and Linda Brackners, plan to keep it that way by making sure more than 50% of sales are from food. But they also have ambitious plans to offer a range of events, food, and drink to a diverse group of customers. For now, the Green Room's capacity is 169 people with socially distanced tables. The Flying Biscuit Cafe is expected to open in East Cobb on Monday. The restaurant's alcohol application was automatically denied due to a county ordinance that prohibits businesses from serving alcohol within 600 feet of certain buildings, but the County License Review Board unanimously recommended approval of a waiver after a hearing was held. The first Flying Biscuit Cafe opened in 1993 in Atlanta's Candler Park neighborhood, and there are now more than 20 locations across four states.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Now. Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Marietta officials will soon find out how their employees' pay stacks up against those in other metro Atlanta cities and counties. The Marietta City Council has agreed to contract an outside firm for a citywide compensation study for up to $55,000. Councilwoman Cheryl Richardson suggested the study last month to review whether employees, including police officers, are being paid fairly. The move came after several people complained that Marietta police were leaving the department due to low wages and benefits. As the Cobb Board of Commissioners approved a new call center to expand vaccination access, Dr. Janet Meemark of Cobb Douglas Public Health told commissioners the county is in a battle of time to step up vaccinations as new variants of COVID-19 continue to spread. Cases of the coronavirus variant first identified in the United Kingdom are thought to be doubling in number every 10 days. Currently, Georgia has 171 cases of that strain. Dr. Meemark called that number a huge undercount because the strain is rarely tested for in patients. In preparation for an expansion of vaccine availability in the coming months, commissioners voted 4-1 to allocate $2 million of federal CARES Act money to a new call center billed as a one-stop shop for vaccine information and access. Cobb County is celebrating Craft Beverage Month all month long with Bubbles and Brew. Community reporter J.P. Edwards sat down with the owners of Ironmonger Brewing to find out how they're celebrating.
The event is, as you know, sponsored by Cobb Travel and Tourism, Bubbles and Brews. What it is, it's tied in to Cobb County's Craft Beverage Month. And so they're trying to just gain support of all the local breweries and other craft beverage people, meaderies, wineries, distilleries, etc. So cideries. What they do is they have a day, each brewery or cidery, etc. Each company has their own Bubbles and Brews event day. Ours is March 17th, St. Patty's Day. And with that, you have a special release beverage. In our case, it's a red Irish ale called Murph Dog Irish Red. And that is a special release for the month of March and ties into our event on St. Patty's Day. In our case, we're going to have a music entertainment. We're going to have a food truck. We'll have drink specials and just try to make a big time of it.
Doug and Val Bippert own Ironmonger Brewing, and they are participating in the Bubbles and Brews event. And you guys drew the lucky straw to have your day be on St. Patrick's Day. Now, we are in a different type of world now with COVID and everything. What can we expect at Ironmonger Brewing on St. Patrick's Day?
It's one of our regular days of operation, and Val didn't mention earlier, we also have 16 axe throwing lanes, even though we're operating at half capacity right now due to COVID restrictions, but that always adds a lot of excitement into our tap room. You'll have on the board that day, 20 different beers and seltzers, axe throwing going on, food truck, and of course the tap room will be open in the inside and outside.
Right, and we're going to also release a one-time-only green beer.
Brewmaster.
Southern Classic Lager is turning green to be Irish for the day.
Doug and Val Bippert are the owners of Ironmonger Brewing. They are taking part in the Bubbles and Brew as Cobb County celebrates Cobb's Craft Beverage Month. And where exactly are you, and what is the room like? Is it full of beer snobs, or is it normal people?
Well, we get everybody. With Axe Thrown, we pretty much get people, you know, across the board. You know, we're dog friendly, so we get dogs too. A lot of families bring their kids in. We have an age limit on Axe Thrown, but a lot of the kids just like to watch their parents throw.
Right, and I would say our audience is perhaps a little bit different from some of the other breweries around us because of the axe throwing. So we don't just cater to the beer snobs, if you will, the beer aficionados. We also, because of axe throwing, it ranges the gamut. You know, lots of people that come in and say, well, I don't really drink beer, you know, and those people tend to like our seltzers and some of our lighter fare pilsners and the fruited ales and things of that nature.
As well, we have a partner next door that we sublease to, Viking Alchemist, and they have a full range of meads. So folks can also try all their various meads.
Right. And they're also participating in the Bubbles and Brews Month as well.
And where exactly is Ironmonger Brewing?
If people know where Dave and Buster's is, hate to give them a plug, but we're down the street literally from Dave and Buster's off of 75 and Delk Road.
Right behind the Cracker Barrel.
Doug and Val Bippert are the owners of Ironmonger Brewing. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yep. Look forward to seeing everybody.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.